needs. The Wake Up Crew, WGNS. Sunny day, sleeping off.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, Rutherford County. It's Tuesday, October 1st. This is episode 1503. And we got a slate of action in football this week. Two games, actually. Siegel is at Oakland on Thursday, and MTCS is at South Pittsburgh Friday. Or is playing South Pittsburgh at home, excuse me. And MTSU is off this week. 6 days until the start of fall break. And, of course, the biggest thing, the biggest news of all, is it's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Man, we are really having some computer issues.
Well, it's the RIM CPU.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk I was on Superman.
I asked him what this is. It's in my hand. And it said
the RIM PC?
The RIM CPU. And I go, what is that? He goes, remote computer. Now, I was just saying, if you could have made the font a little smaller, you could have just put on there, remote computer, you know.
He was actually, John had never heard the term CPU
No,
before.
I've never heard it. Mm. So what does that stand for? Computer programming utensil?
I think it's short for computer. Okay,
I thought it was computer programming utensil.
That
like
too.
Like a fork.
Sure.
Like a fork. But anyway.
He's Googling it. We are soon going to know what CPU stands for. And
Central Processing Unit.
Oh, okay. Now that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, now.
But it's been renamed. I renamed them all the computers here in the building, because we can actually get into them. Its actual name now is RIM PC.
That makes more sense.
Personal
computer. Yeah,
but it's not personal. It's really kind of the station.
Professional, but it's still a P. So there you go. Doesn't matter. It's optional. You can go professional computer or personal.
Yeah, and the computer kind of.
I imagine there's some people that do use it for a personal computer.
I'm sure.
We've got a little bit of news. It's not entertainment news, but. Maggie Smith has passed away.
Yep.
May she rest in peace. And, of course, she's in Harry Potter.
Yep, and Downton Abbey.
Yeah, she made her film debut in the prime of Miss Jean Brodie, and that was back in the 60s. And so, great actress, and she is no longer with us, and may she rest in peace.
She she's had breast cancer the last 20 years or so, on and off, fighting that. So.
And Weight Watchers. I know this is odd for me to bring this up, talking about weight, but Weight Watchers has fired their CEO.
Why?
Because she had embraced the Ozempics and all that kind of stuff. You know?
Interesting.
And they even had a person on that you could actually pay them $100 a month, I think, and get drugs.
Ah.
Well, she's been fired for some reason. So this is who they've hired to take her place as CEO. Board member Tara Comonte, who previously served as president and CFO of the burger chain Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is like a health food chain, I think.
They have
like lean burgers and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and she's taken over as interim CEO. They say that she will sharpen its strategic focus and evolve its behavioral and clinical offerings to drive growth.
Mm.
Now, they also went under a little bit of controversy because they quit having in-person meetings. And I don't necessarily mean driving to a Weight Watcher place, but they did do away with a lot of those. But they even like...
That happened during COVID, I think, and it just never came back.
Being able to actually talk to somebody on Zoom or anything, I think they've done away with that. So... Sistani alienated, this was the former CEO, alienated some of Weight Watchers' most loyal members when she reduced the number of in-person meetings the company popularized, saying Weight Watchers needed to be more digitally minded. And that's true, and it may work for a lot of things, but Weight Watchers, that's kind of a different animal a little bit, you know, and in-person talking it over. I know, like, if Brian and I would talk about our weight, it seems to help, you know, fire you up.
Well, the most weight I've ever lost... was when we did, this was 2 years ago now, we did our thing here on the radio, and we were all counting together, and we'd come in every Monday and we'd update how much weight we'd lost. And
then Brian lost his drive.
That was the most effective I have ever been at losing weight, was when we were all kind of keeping each other accountable. Yeah.
Challenge. That worked for you.
I want it all back in 6 months.
Okay. Well, they say low carb, you do gain it back. Yeah. You got to stay on it, I guess. All right. We've got a first look at the weather coming up. Also, we're going to be talking about celebrity birthdays and TDIH here on The Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog in the area early today, otherwise cloudy. Showers and storms in the area by mid to late afternoon as well. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 59. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs warm into the upper 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 62.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on the Murfreesboro Square. There is still time to go paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event. Just visit Color Me Mine until October the 15th. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square. Paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event until October the 15th.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good, and a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Toots. Come on down to get your chicken fingers and curly fries with homemade barbecue sauce. It's classic and perfect.
Well, that's coming from a guy who certainly would know. Keep the local tradition going. On Friday Night Football, come to Toots before or after the game. Now there's four locations to choose from.
Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Week 4 in the NFL concluded with a Monday Night Football doubleheader in Detroit. The Lions outscored the Seahawks 42-29. Detroit quarterback Jared Goff was 18 of 18 passing for 292 yards with 3 touchdowns, 2 passing, and 1 receiving on a trick play. Seattle suffers its first loss of the season. Both these teams are now 3-1 on the year. In Miami, the Titans down the Dolphins 31-12. Tennessee wins with starting quarterback Will Levis being knocked out of this game in the first quarter with a shoulder injury. Mason Rudolph came on to replace him. Tennessee ran the ball 40 times for 142 yards as a team, including 2 rushing scores. Tennessee gets its first win. Both these teams are now 1-3. The baseball season came to a close officially with a doubleheader in Atlanta. Mets beat the Braves in the first game 8-7, clinches a wild card spot for New York, and then the Braves come back for a 3-0 win in the second game, and that clinched a wild card spot for Atlanta. The losses for the Mets and the Braves eliminated Arizona from the postseason.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got news coming up both locally and nationally from CBS here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. John, Brian, and Dalton with you, and we are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, MTE's internet company, provides homes and businesses across the mid-state with super fast and 99.9% reliable fiber internet. You can learn more at mte.com/internet. That's United Communications, fast, local, and fiber. Man, if I could just read one of those perfectly, I never do.
Fast, local, fiber.
It's fast? Hard. Did you say fast?
It's really hard to read anything at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Especially with the curtains closed here in the room, and it's really dark.
But you know, we have a lamp in our office.
I think we have the sharpest office in the building. Which is, the bar is real low.
It's real low. The ceiling is about to start collapsing in, but it's nice.
Well,
you know what we need? We need a rug.
Where do we move to when that room collapses? I don't know. What
we'll rug?
We'll take over the studio.
A rug over carpet?
Maybe in there. Just pop a color.
Yeah. Maybe a round one.
Ooh.
Why don't you get a furry pink one?
How about a big G one?
Ooh, a big G rug.
Yeah. I know a guy that's got one in his office.
It's a little one.
Yeah, it's a little one. We need a little bigger than that.
Yeah, we need a big, 16 by 16.
Make fun of my little rug. It's perfect between those two chairs.
No, it is off-center.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see how you'd react.
Our song of the day, let's go to that quickly.
Oh, it's number two on our list.
Number two, and I think I know this one.
Biggest hits of 1998.
Yeah.
That's Brandy and Monica. Now, Brandy was really big.
Uh-huh. Monica.
In 1998. And Brandy had that wreck, and she got some legal issues, and we haven't heard much from Brandy as of late.
I wonder what Brandy's up to.
I don't know. If only we had somebody that could look it up. But anyway, but we don't. He's just not capable of doing that anymore.
Well, why? His knee hurts.
His leg's in a cast.
Not in a cast.
It's a knee brace.
It's got to be immobile. That's all I know. Anyway, we'll talk about that in the next segment.
No, we won't.
Let's talk about his knee issue that's coming up. Lisa Deal is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being the most honest, helpful, and reliable person in the banking business. Wow.
That's a bold claim.
Yeah, it sure is. Lisa's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Birthdays and anniversaries, you can call or text those into us this morning. The number is 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, same number. If you text neighbor to that number, you can send us in a good neighbor of the day. Also at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Well, I figured since it's October, we're going to kick it off with a little bit of a spooky Halloween fact.
It is October 1st. I didn't even say anything about it.
The human brain that's in your head weighs about 3 pounds.
Real? That much?
That much.
Is that why my neck leans a little bit like that? Yeah. 624 here on the crew.
Stones River Manor is honoring the legacy of longtime employee Mike Gann, who passed away last December. Gann, who worked at the Manor for 30 years, was a passionate advocate for Alzheimer's research. The Manor for Mike team will carry on his tradition with volunteers like Thomas Stevenson.
And we're just trying to keep that legacy going.
Stones River Manor will host a yard sale with all proceeds going towards the Alzheimer's Walk. Due to the threat of incoming thunderstorms, Stones River Manor has postponed the yard sale, and the new date for the yard sale is October 18th and 19th.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee requested Monday for FEMA to expedite his newly created major disaster declaration. It's aimed at giving assistance to Tennessee's storm and flood victims. Lee introduced the declaration Friday, the day after Helene left eastern Tennessee with catastrophic flooding conditions and more than 100 people missing and high waters still intact. If the request is granted, Carter, Koch, Green, Hamilton, Hawkins, Johnson, Unicoi, and Washington counties will receive public assistance and individual assistance on top of federal assistance that's already been authorized by FEMA. Granger County will also be included on the expedited request, but only for public assistance. Metro Nashville police on the lookout for a Murfreesboro man who was allegedly involved in a deadly crash back in April. Police say 25-year-old Daniel Lorenzo Tyler is wanted on vehicular homicide and reckless endangerment warrants after a crash April 28th that killed his rear passenger. Metro Police investigation reveals Tyler allegedly was driving his Dodge Charger over 100 miles an hour on Interstate 24 East near Harding Place when he lost control and hit a rock wall. The passenger, 22-year-old Kellen Roby, died at the scene. Tyler taken to Vanderbilt for his injuries, the front seat passenger not injured. Anybody with information on Tyler's whereabouts is asked to call Crime Stoppers. And in case you missed it, former Governor Winfield Dunn is dead at the age of 97. He died Saturday afternoon, surrounded by his family. Dunn was elected as governor of Tennessee in 1970 and served from 71 to 75. Winfield Dunn was 97. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up. Also, we'll be checking the forecast again, and we'll be looking at traffic for the first time as well. And, Brian?
Yes, John?
Hoda Kotb.
Oh, yeah.
Is retiring from the Today Show beginning at the first of the year. Yeah, she just turned 60, and she's retiring. And, of course, they've got Savannah, and then they've got Greg, whatever. I can't think of his last name. But they've got some replacements already being mentioned, okay?
Is Jenna Bush Hager part of that?
She is number one on the list. But, she already hosts the final hour of Today, and she shares an easy chemistry. Women like her. But
that's how Hoda got the job. She was doing that with Kathy Lee Gifford, and then when that Matt Lauer stuff happened, they moved her on in.
Yeah, but I don't know whether she fits that hour, because there's a lot of hard news in that first hour.
Right.
And so here's my pick, and this is, I don't know if you know her or not, Laura Jarrett. She's on the weekend today. She's whip smart. She's a lawyer. She's a legal correspondent. She and Guthrie would kind of offer a formidable hard news presence.
There's a guy named Greg Jarrett that did news for a while. I think that's his daughter, because he was a lawyer as well.
And she's a very pretty girl. I mean, she's very attractive on screen, all that kind of thing. Willie Geist comes up. He does Sunday. He's very easy to go, and he does hard news. He's easy to talk to, but I don't think they want to get away from that woman and woman thing, because they have Greg, whatever his last name is. He comes in the second hour, or the first 30, after the first 30 minutes, he comes in. So
yeah, they were the first to go with two women as anchors, and
they're in the number one spot right now.
Even ahead of GMA, huh?
Well, I think in the 18 to 42
gotcha
thing. Carson Daly. Don't see it. I don't see Carson Daly. Chanel Jones, and she does the third hour with Roker and Craig. And then Alona Mayer is the other one, if I said that right. She's a rugby Olympic medalist. She's incredibly fun, finding joy in everything from looking for love at the Olympic Village to her current stint on Dancing with the Stars. So we'll see.
Well, I think if they're going to go with people they had in the Olympics, they should ask Snoop Dogg to do it.
Did you hear Snoop Dogg sing? Have you heard that little clip? Actually sing, not rap.
Mm-mm. I've heard other clips of him singing before.
Oh, man, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good voice.
Yeah, everybody loves Snoop, that's for sure.
He's in everything right now.
Well,
commercials and everything.
Yep.
It's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
All right, we go back all the way to 1661, and yachting begins in England as King Charles II beats his brother James, Duke of York, in a yacht race from Greenwich to Gravesend.
Yeah.
Yachting. 1968, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott is published in America by Roberts Brothers of Boston. In 1903, the first baseball World Series game ever played, Pittsburgh Pirates beat Boston Americans 7-3 at Huntington Avenue. Jimmy Sebring hit his first home run there. Hits the first home run. And Deacon Felipe, or I guess it's Felipe, is winning pitcher, and Cy Young the loser. Cy Young lost a game.
Wow.
In 1908, Henry Ford introduces the Model T car. The cost was $825.
Brand new.
But now, in 1908, that's a heck of a lot of money, don't you think? I mean, that was set you back.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't trade coonskin caps.
But it'll also set you forward.
I waited for his return. There it is.
You can drive to where you're going to go forward.
Where have you been? Okay, anyway, 1933, New York Giants make no first downs but still beat the Green Bay Packers 10-7 in Week 3 NFL matchup. 1955, The Honeymooners premieres.
The Honeymooners with the stars Art Carney, Audrey Meadows, and Joyce Randolph.
And you can still see episodes on MeTV Sunday nights at 11. 1962, Johnny Carson hosts his first The Tonight Show. A little jazzed up version there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Joan Crawford was his guest star in that. In 1962, American singer Barbara Streisand signs her first recording contract with Columbia. And in 1971, Walt Disney World opens in Bay Lake, Florida. Wow, Walt Disney World. Been a lot of people go through there, that's for sure. We've got Rewind coming up, and also we're going to be having birthdays later on in the hour as you listen to the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 1st, 1978. The NBC debut of the miniseries.
She told you to get up this morning and went and got out of her. She told you where the gold was.
Centennial.
You aimed to cheat me out of it, and it's mine, I tell you. Mine!
Is dated 1982.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night.
The release of the Bruce Springsteen album.
Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty.
Nebraska.
And meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
And October 1st, 1993.
Look in the mirror and tell me what you see.
The release of the Disney sports comedy.
I see pride.
Cool Running.
I see power.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
I see a badass mother.
And that's Rewind.
Yeah, man.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog in the area early today, otherwise cloudy. Showers and storms in the area by mid to late afternoon as well. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 59. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs warm into the upper 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 62.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 65 southbound over here at Trinity Lane. Here comes that traffic down through Millersville on 65 southbound through that section of Sumner County. A few accidents out here as it tries to load up with more volume on 24 westbound up through Antioch. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, anything to do with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist today here in Middle Tennessee. Check out their website, IRSRoofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood. And look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. This reminder, you need to get those flu shots. It's supposed to be a rough year for flu, so get your flu shot. You can get them free at the Rutherford County Health Department. And while you're there, drop off a new or gently used coat for kids. They're collecting the coats now through October the 15th, and they distribute them on October the 15th from 1 until 4 in the afternoon. We're getting close to the end of the farmers' markets, so don't let any of them slip away. They continue through October. And the farmers' market over at the Lane Agripark is on Tuesday and Friday mornings from 7 until noon. That's a producers-only market. Tuesday and Friday from 7 in the morning until noon at the Lane Agripark. And Saturday mornings, it's from 8 until noon, the Main Street Murfreesboro Farmers Market around the historic courthouse. That's on the Murfreesboro Square Saturday mornings. At the same time, Saturday mornings, there's another farmers market in Smyrna over at the train depot. So let's take advantage of these farmers markets. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone. Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best. But not just any TRT. Not those websites offering only basic treatments. You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center. They offer advanced personalized treatments with over a decade of experience. At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online. LowTCenter.com. Low T Center. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Have you heard about the camp meeting at Hilltop Roswell Park in Smyrna? It's October 3rd through the 6th. It's about your health, your body, your mind, and your soul. Learn about stewardship, health, and even cooking tips. Join us for the Preparing of Jesus to Come camp meeting with breakfast and lunch provided daily. Visit campmeeting.philadelphiamessage.org.
Don't miss this life-changing event. Visit campmeeting.philadelphiamessage.org for details.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. It's Tuesday, and already Brian's off to a terrific start. You got a 4 yesterday. I thought that was really good, really amazing.
Yeah.
And you got it from Dalton, really.
What word did you say?
I was going to go 3.7.
Your jokes are amazing.
Yep. Had to ruin that part. Okay. I wonder how Alan's doing after hearing that many dad jokes.
He's probably thinking, I wish I had never made that phone call.
Uh-huh.
That's probably what he's saying.
Because it was taped.
Uh-huh.
Without his permission, too. So, there you go.
Well, he left it on voicemail, so voicemail is game.
All right, what do you got?
That's true.
You know, I read a study, and cows give more milk if you talk to them.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it goes in one ear and out the udder.
Plays that sound effect and it makes it worse.
But that grin on his face.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I give it 5.
I give it 5 too. I like that. A little bit of, it was an old traditional dad joke kind of thing going, you know. All right. We've got more to come here. It's 6:41. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. It's Taco Tuesday Day.
CBS News brief. Tens of thousands of dock workers along the East and Gulf Coasts walked off their jobs when contracts expired overnight, sparking fears of inflation and shortages. Wade Foster among strikers at New Jersey's Port Elizabeth.
I've never seen nothing like this. I've never seen them go after management like they're going.
because we've done so much to make them so famous and so big.
The union's demanding higher wages and protections from automation. Israel's military has ordered evacuations in Lebanese border towns as IDF ground forces move in. The military's Daniel Hagari.
The Israel Defense Forces is conducting limited and targeted raids along Israel's northern border against the threat Hezbollah poses to civilians in northern Israel.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has now topped 130. Elizabeth Teal Fleming lives in Asheville, North Carolina.
Around us, there's been a lot of flooding. I've seen houses flooded and trees on houses, trees on a car.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Metro Nashville police on the lookout for a Murfreesboro man who was allegedly involved in a deadly crash back in April. Police say 25-year-old Daniel Lorenzo Tyler is wanted on vehicular homicide and reckless endangerment warrants after a crash April 28th that killed his rear passenger. Metro Police investigation reveals Tyler allegedly was driving his Dodge Charger over 100 miles an hour on Interstate 24 East near Harding Place when he lost control and hit a rock wall. The passenger, 22-year-old Kellen Roby, died at the scene. Tyler taken to Vanderbilt for his injuries. The front seat passenger not injured. Anybody with information on Tyler's whereabouts is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee requested Monday for FEMA to expedite his newly created major disaster declaration. It's aimed at giving assistance to Tennessee's storm and flood victims. Lee introduced the declaration Friday, the day after Helene left eastern Tennessee with catastrophic flooding conditions and more than 100 people missing and high waters still intact. If the request is granted, Carter, Koch, Green, Hamilton, Hawkins, Johnson, Unicoi, and Washington counties will receive public assistance and individual assistance on top of federal assistance that's already been authorized by FEMA. Granger County will also be included on the expedited request, but only for public assistance. And in case you missed it, former Governor Winfield Dunn is dead at the age of 97. He died Saturday afternoon, surrounded by his family. Dunn was elected as governor of Tennessee in 1970 and served from 71 to 75. Winfield Dunn was 97. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Renewable natural gas is an incredible resource with the ability to power your home and lifestyle. At Middle Point, we've broken ground on a state-of-the-art facility that will capture natural gas on-site and repurpose it into sustainable pipeline-quality gas. Once operational, this facility will produce enough energy to heat 40,000 homes per year. Learn more about this at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy, service, life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Washington is broken, and not just a little. Radical left elitists have betrayed our country, trading common sense for woke politics. An unchecked invasion at the southern border, China buying up U.S. farmland, historic inflation that has American families fighting to survive, all while the left gives trillion-dollar handouts. It's bad. But without leaders like Marsha Blackburn, it would be worse. Marsha Blackburn has never been afraid to take on the woke mob or her own party. That's why Marsha led the fight to make sure Tennessee is never burdened with a state income tax. Now Marsha is fighting every day to restore sanity in Washington and to protect the rights of Tennesseans. Marsha Blackburn is more than the leadership we need in the Senate. She's the leadership that will save America for the next generation. Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older. And so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are talking just about a little bit about everything today. Hoda Kotb. I want to move it, change it a little bit, because it's kind of sad news. There's a living senior citizen facility in Nashville that is closing its doors, and they have given the residents 90 days to find a new home. I would think that would not be easy, guys. I mean,
no.
Okay.
Well, especially if that was dealing with insurance and Medicare and or Medicaid, whatever, and finding a facility. And when you close one, you know, are there openings in other places? That kind of thing. Is it a nursing home or senior?
Senior living facility, I think. So yeah. I'm assuming it's.
Some of those then are for profit, you know.
Right.
Which, if they're not making money, you have to find another place. But if it's, I don't know, sometimes that can get a little expensive. So you would think that they would have money to maybe find another place, but it could be one for, you know, lower income senior living or something.
Well, it says here. In the letter that was given out, the levels of consumer demand we are observing are making it impossible to continue operating.
Mm.
So I don't really, that's kind of a broad kind of thing.
That's probably food prices.
Not making enough money.
You know, electricity and all that kind of stuff, and probably not wanting to raise the price for the people who live there.
Between all of that and paying staff and right. everything, it sounds like that it's they're paying out more than they're actually bringing in.
Well, this guy that they were talking about, his last name was Miller. He went from volunteering at the facility as a student to calling it home for the past 4 months. So he's been there a long time. It was God sent, he says, and I tell you, the staff is unbelievable. They work with me, the nursing staff, the whole concept of assisting living is perfect. They didn't respond. The facility didn't respond to WSMV's asking about it, but
and how long did you say they had to move?
3 months.
3 months. Yeah, that's tough, especially even just packing up your things and whatever, because it's not like, I mean, that's their home.
Looks like somebody the head honcho just said, I'm done with it.
Right.
And because they didn't blame the managers or anything like that, and there was no sign that that was coming.
Could have been a parent company that owns it. Who knows?
So, but that's sad. That's sad. I hope all of those residents can find a place. So
the current state of elder care is real rough. From everything I've read and some stuff I've seen firsthand, it's just not looking, it's not great.
The it's always boils down to money, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the bottom line. That's sad, but you know, I don't know. But it's just like saying if New Vision were to close its doors tomorrow for some unknown reason, you guys would be lost.
Yeah, well, I'd be out of a job.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't know, but
yeah. Well, and I don't know if it's the same for assisted living, but I know like nursing homes and that kind of thing, they're privately traded and different people come in and buy them and file for bankruptcy and then just sell them off. And it's kind of a cycle. So I don't know. It could be some of that at play. Who knows?
But it wasn't a case where they were being treated badly or anything like that. It wasn't that. I don't want that to get out. And New Vision's fine, by the way. They're doing very well. If you go on Wednesday nights, you can tell how good they're doing. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, it is unbelievable, the crowd down there. Reminds me of Sunday mornings quite a bit. Let's go to some celebrity birthdays this morning.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time. With your friends and your relations, it's a time. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
In 1881, William Boeing, American aviation pioneer who founded the Boeing Company, born in Detroit, Michigan. Man, are they having problems lately, though.
Yeah.
Wow. In 1910, Bonnie Parker, American outlaw of the Bonnie and Clyde fame, born in Texas. In 1924, Jimmy Carter, American politician, the 39th U.S. president, born in Plains, Georgia.
Whether they like you supported me or supported Mr. Ford or someone else, it's time for us to get together, to correct our mistakes, to answer difficult questions, and to make our nation great. I want to thank all of you.
In 1930, Richard Harris, the Irish actor and singer, born in Limerick, Ireland.
I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers through the sky.
And that's a great song, one of the longest songs ever. If you were a DJ back in the 70s, you played that a lot. 1935, Julie Andrews, British actor and singer.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
And Brie Larson has a birthday. She was born in 1989. Birthdays in around with just a few today. Greg Maples, Ron Abkari, Jack Stevens, and Christopher Chenoweth.
Those are the names we have so far. If you want to add to our list, call or text in now. The number 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding on the line, and you get your name announced on the air, so that's cool too.
Well, today is a holiday for the two of you. It's National Black Dog Day.
Aww.
Day to celebrate those dark-furred fellers.
I got two of them.
Little Chip Chip. All right, coming up is the weather right here on News Radio WGNS. It's 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog in the area early today, otherwise cloudy. Showers and storms in the area by mid to late afternoon as well. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 59. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs warm into the upper 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 62.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Good morning. Already some volume developing here on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic pushing in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed into Nashville. Traffic's looking pretty good right now on 65. Now, it wants to get a little bit heavy in a couple of spots on 65 down through Millersville right here at Trinity Lane as we check it out live here on 65 southbound. It's increasing with more volume through Kingston Springs on 40 east coming in from Dixon County. Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting
Painting Company mention this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today, 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on the Murfreesboro Square. There is still time to go paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event. Just visit Color Me Mine until October the 15th. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square. Paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event until October the 15th.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart
the
your
wake
first
up crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're back with us, and we're going to be back for the second hour here on this Taco Tuesday. And we want to tell you that Lisa Deal is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being the most honest, helpful, and reliable person in the banking business. Lisa is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, super easy to get those into us. Just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's the same phone number you can use to get birthdays and anniversaries into us. 615-893-1450. For birthdays, though, even easier, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there, so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Up next, and we do this each and every weekday morning at 7 o'clock, it's the CBS World News Roundup. You've got about 10 minutes of world news, what's happening around the country and around the world, and locally it's brought to you by the Low T Center and the Law Offices of John Day.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
And coming up, we've got news at the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Dock workers strike.
There are real tensions in the relationship brewing for some time.
Israeli push into Lebanon.
These localized ground raids will target Hezbollah strongholds.
Vice presidential debate.
They have to spend a lot of time just reinforcing the top issues.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Thousands of dock workers from Massachusetts to Texas walked off the job overnight after talks failed to reach a new contract. It's a strike that threatens to disrupt a wide swath of the U.S. economy. Boise Butler is president of the International Longshoremen's Association in Philadelphia.
We are in negotiations now for a fair contract. A fair contract. Okay? And a contract not filled with automation.
Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
According to one estimate, the strike could cost the economy up to $5 billion a day. And economists worry a long strike will disrupt the supply chain for everything from perishable foods to car parts and construction materials. The group representing shippers and ports says its current offer would mean a nearly 50% pay hike as well as improved health and retirement. The Longshoremen's Union says that offer is still far short of what its members are seeking.
Now overseas and the latest developments in the Middle East. Israeli troops crossed the border into Lebanon, an operation the country suggests is limited, targeting Hezbollah at a time of fears over a possible larger war. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Soldiers from the 98th Division prepped in the darkness to enter the mountainous and treacherous terrain across the border, where explosions were heard throughout the night as the mission to stop Hezbollah's onslaught of rockets on northern Israel got underway. But the IDF's own aerial onslaught on Lebanon has only intensified, killing more than 1,000 people in just 2 weeks. Gimtiaz Tayyab is in the capital, Beirut.
Well, this is the first time in nearly 20 years that Israel has carried out a strike like this here in the heart of central Beirut. And many people here fear that more is to come, as we can hear the sound of Israeli drones circling above.
Hurricane Helene is now blamed for more than 130 deaths in the southeast. In western North Carolina, some ravaged communities have been cut off. Road damage is so extensive. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
Food, water, and other essential supplies arrived in Swannanoa, North Carolina by air Monday afternoon after Hurricane Helene left hundreds of streets and highways in the region impassable. Robin Howerton told us the help can't come soon enough.
We need help. We need food.
Pat Harris has lived in the area for six decades.
This is devastation. Devastation. It's the worst I've ever seen. And I'm 80 years old.
President Biden plans to visit North Carolina tomorrow. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the two people running to replace him are making stops, too.
Vice President Kamala Harris toured FEMA headquarters. She spoke with Georgia and North Carolina's governors by phone about the federal help being offered and said she'll soon make a trip to the devastated areas. Former President Donald Trump didn't wait. During a restrained speech, steps away from battered buildings, torn roofs, and toppled signs, the Republican nominee vowed to put politics aside to focus on recovery efforts. Before, he falsely accused President Biden of not speaking with Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
The people on the ground are doing the best they can in every challenging circumstances. We do need some help from the federal government.
And in a social media post, Trump claimed Biden and Harris have left Americans to drown in the South.
He's lying, and the governor told him he was lying.
The one and only vice presidential debate is tonight. It'll be moderated by CBS News. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has a preview.
I can't wait to debate the guy.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will get 2 minutes to answer each question and 2 minutes to respond, with an additional 1 minute for a rebuttal.
I'm talking now.
Unlike at the presidential debate, the VP candidate's microphones will not be muted when their opponent is speaking. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is a longtime Minnesota colleague of Walz.
He's someone that will call things as they are. It's not like he won't throw some punches.
As they get to know J.D. Vance and his policies, they're going to like J.D. Vance.
Congressman Tom Emmer has been playing Walz in Vance's mock debates.
With Tim Walz, he's not going to be nice. He's going to come across as he's nice, and then he's going to jab you.
A Georgia judge struck down the state's 2022 abortion law, which bans most procedures after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The ruling would now allow abortions through at least 20 weeks. Georgia's attorney general plans to appeal. 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The sports world is reacting to the death of Pete Rose, whose long baseball life was a mix of fame and shame. He's hailed as the game's all-time hits leader and for a nickname to go with his style of play, Charlie Hustle. But he's been condemned for the gambling on baseball that kept him out of the Hall of Fame. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Pete Rose was Major League Baseball's all-time hits leader.
The high drive in the deep right. That was way back.
The Reds legend won two World Series with Cincinnati and another with the Philadelphia Phillies. Rose spent parts of 24 seasons in the majors, and over that span, he amassed 4,256 hits.
I'm part of history, and there's no question in my mind, I'll die the hit king.
Rose has been on the permanently ineligible list since 1989, when he agreed to that punishment as a consequence of his gambling on MLB games. Games, alleged at the time.
Regardless of what the commissioner said today, I did not bet on baseball.
But later confirmed, Pete Rose was 83 years old.
A Nevada medical examiner has not determined the cause of Rose's death. He was at an autograph show in Nashville last weekend with former Cincinnati Reds teammates. Well, it's Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday today. No other American president has lived that long.
Celebrations are happening today to mark the 100th birthday of America's 39th president. In his hometown of Plains, family friend Jan Williams tells me,
"It's such a milestone that he wanted to reach. He's taught us so much in 100 years."
Carter is set to spend the day at his home there in Plains, where he's been in hospice care since February of 2023. A military flyover is planned in Plains, as well as several other community events. In Atlanta, the Carter Presidential Library is charging only 100 cents for admission, a penny for every year of his life. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and 5 Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Stop by and grab some Toots Buffalo Chicken Wings before your next sporting event. Call one of our locations today. Toots. Don't forget to add an order of fried dill pickles to your order. Toots. Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our 4 Rutherford County locations. Toots. The Original on Broad Street and Medical Center, Toots South on Highway 231, Toots West on Highway 96, or in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog in the area early today, otherwise cloudy. Showers and storms in the area by mid to late afternoon as well. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 59. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs warm into the upper 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good boy, it's already a little bit crowded at times on I-40, especially trying to get through Hermitage. Donaldson coming in from Wilson County, 65's on the increase southbound. As you come off that ramp from Vietnam Vets down through Madison, still looks good right now through Franklin and Brentwood, but it's loading up with more volume, not only on 65 up through Williamson County, but 24 coming in from Murfreesboro. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist. You can check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
These days are on.
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Good morning to you. Wherever you might be listening in, from Laverne and Smyrna to Eagleville to Blackman to Kittrell, Christiana, all around Rutherford County, really around state, country, and world, you could be listening at WGNSradio.com. Glad you are with us on a Tuesday morning. You know what Tuesdays mean for us, right?
It is Taco Tuesday.
Got a little bit of that coming up here.
Oh, good.
In this segment. And more, of course, at 722 and 735 segments. We talk about that and people are thinking, what does that mean? Well, when our segment times start, that's the 722 segment or the 735. So, a little inside radio for you.
Well, our listeners that listen to us every day probably already know that.
Probably.
You know? Yeah. This is just for newcomers.
Yeah. It is probably 7:12 by now.
By the way,
almost 7:13.
I spoke to Miss Spann the other day, and I said, "You like the show better when Dalton's on there, don't you?" And she said, "Well, y'all do pick on him a lot
when I'm not here."
That sweet soul, bless her. And I said, "But now you do know he treats us pretty badly." She goes,
"That's not true."
She goes, "Well, she agreed with me."
I'm so tired of hearing about how we treat him.
I think it's less so you guys picking on me when I'm here, and more so you guys picking on me when I'm not here to defend myself.
Oh, in my defense, Miss Band didn't know about, didn't know the music stuff either. You know, we did the other day.
Oh, the trivia?
The One Hit Wonders, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah, she didn't figure out what's going on.
One Hit Wonder Day.
Yeah.
You know what happened later in the day? Rick and Bubba did One Hit Wonders all day.
I noticed that. They did. One of those copycats.
Well, it was the holiday that day. Yeah. It was One Hit Wonder Day.
Yeah.
But it was
maybe
a good
we
idea.
Need to look up the holiday and then we could get topics off of it.
It's National Black Dog Day.
Aw.
Roof, roof.
We could talk about Skeeter.
Skeeter is the one for me.
Where do you find, is that an AI thing? You didn't find a song that says Skeeter?
Yes, I did.
Really?
I did. There was.
I found one too, but he didn't like mine.
There was a Nickelodeon show, and the show's name was Skeeter. Mm-hmm. A little boy named Skeeter. So, yeah.
There was one I found called Aw Skeet Skeet.
Aw.
That's his little nickname. The same guy who sings Get Low. You know, Get Low, Get Low. That song?
I like all of his dog's names, except I don't like Ladybug's name.
I don't like Mo Skeeter.
You hush your mouth.
I like Skeeter. I like
Skeeter. I don't like Mo Skeeter.
No. And Ladybug, it's like too many syllables. Like Chipper, Chipper, Skeeter, you know. Chewy, Huey.
Chipper, Chewy. Ladybug. They're both two syllables.
Ladybug.
Well.
Chipper.
So golly, it can only be two.
Golly, I can't believe I taught you in English and you didn't. Oh, geez.
Do you expect me to remember?
That was a slam on your teaching ability.
I guess.
It wasn't even a slam on.
I guess he was asleep because we went over syllables.
So
you're supposed
to clap. A dog's name can only have two syllables.
I just think it sounds smoother. Chipper. Chipper. Come here, Chipper.
Well, I do call
Ladybug. Come here, Ladybug.
Well, ladies only called Ladybug when she's in trouble.
Oh, so you call her what?
Lady.
Oh.
Or Bug. Come here, Bug.
There's
or,
a book. There's a movie called Goodnight, My Lady. It's about a dog. You ought to watch it. You'll cry.
Oh, no.
You'll cry through
it. I don't know. The dog gets put down. I made that up.
It's like calling a dog Horatio. Come here, Horatio.
I mean, have you ever noticed the difference between dog names and cat names? Because people will name dogs things like Huey or Chipper, and people will call their cats like Tupperware. I know somebody who named their cat Tupperware.
Much more inventive, I guess.
They're much more innovative. Like weird and out there.
Well, it's a cat. What do you expect?
Well, you basically have a cat. I stand by. Ladybug's a cat.
No, she's
prancing
not.
Around in the yard when it's wet.
Well, you do too if you go out and you had bare feet.
Man, don't talk about his dogs. He gets he gets ugly.
Don't talk about my dog.
Daddy, 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 wake up, wake up. Give me belly rub. Give me
That's
belly
every
rubs,
morning.
Please.
Ladybug just wake rolls up. Over on the bed.
So relaxing.
Mm-hmm. That's what she sounds like in my mind, too.
He has a problem. No, Ladybug does. She acts like a cat. She only wants affection on her own terms. She'll run away if she's done with you.
She'll growl at you.
She'll
unless
growl
she,
at
yeah.
you.
If, no,
you,
she doesn't. That's
she's
no.
growled at me.
You just hate cats, and you're disappointed that you have a dog cat.
No, she does not. She always loves affection.
But only from you, which is a cat thing.
Well, Huey doesn't like me either. I chased him around the yard when you asked me to go let him out one day, and he wouldn't go back in the house.
Because you were just a stranger. The first time he's ever seen you in our house, he just show up.
See what he does, Miss Band? Are you following along here?
I go in the backyard, and I said, Huey, let's go back in. It's like, roof, 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 roof. And I walk toward him, and he gets down on his front feet, and then he takes off running to the back of the yard. It was that
He was just trying to play.
No, it wasn't. My hair was standing up on his neck. Anyway, that was fun.
I had a pizza delivered. I went to pick up a pizza at Sal's the other day.
Mm.
And they gave me a good deal on a large one because it was like 8:30.
Uh-huh.
8 o'clock. Yeah, I guess 8 o'clock. And I had a big pizza, and I said, you know, I'll take that over to Brian. You know, let him share it, you know.
And you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Because of the one dog he has.
Mm. Yeah, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie's gotten in trouble.
And go to his house at 8 o'clock at night, he'd probably shoot you. You know?
You knock on the door and he opens it with
a rifle. If it's after dark, I'm not going to the Barrett household. No way.
Rosie's been getting things off the kitchen table.
Oh, she's picked that up from Ladybug.
Why do you... What is it about...
Ladybug, you said she opens cans and stuff.
She can. She can open bottles,
so
but she doesn't...
I'm sure that she got that from Ladybug.
No, Rosie just does dumb things, and then she'll do them repeatedly until, I don't know, maybe it sinks in at some point, and she'll stop. But she knows she's going to get in trouble as soon
Rosie's
as I walk in the door.
Rosie's acting out because Bobby's not around. Bobby's not there, and you know Rosie is
you
Bobby's
gotta admit,
dog.
She is kind of lonesome. Probably
she's lonely. She's old.
And
she's
you show
just
partiality
out.
To the other two, and I imagine that you know.
I walk in the door, and there's a box of Cheez-Its on the couch, and I look at her, and she just runs. She knew she was a bad girl. Let's check on sports, and then Taco Tuesday.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Week 4 of the NFL concluded with a Monday Night Football doubleheader in Detroit. The Lions outscored the Seahawks 42-29. Detroit quarterback Jared Goff was 18 of 18 passing for 292 yards and 3 touchdowns, 2 passing, 1 receiving on a trick play. That's Seattle's first loss of the season. Both teams are now 3-1 overall. In Miami, the Titans down the Dolphins 31-12. Tennessee lost starting quarterback Will Levis in the first quarter with a shoulder injury. He didn't return. Mason Rudolph went the rest of the way, but Tennessee ran the ball 40 times for 142 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns as a team. Tennessee gets its first win. Both teams are now 1-3. In baseball, the regular season officially ended with a doubleheader in Atlanta, makeup of a couple of rained out games. Mets beat the Braves 8-7, clinching a wild card spot for New York. And then the Braves won the second game 3-0. That clinched a wild card spot for Atlanta, and that eliminated Arizona. Baseball all-time hit king Pete Rose passed away at the age of 83.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the Law Offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Hi, this is John at L&K Trophy. We'd like you to come down and take a look at our new line of insulated tumblers. We have colored tumblers that we can engrave. They work great for gifts. We have several different sizes and styles of mugs. They can be engraved or they can be printed in full color. We also offer lots of other options for plaques. This is John at L&K Trophy, 1115 Memorial Boulevard, just down from Smith Brothers Car Wash.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, this is Bob Cornell, pastor of Covenant Church right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The answer that you've been looking for is found in Jesus and what he accomplished at the cross. You see, Jesus changes lives from the inside out. We would love for you to join us at Covenant Church, located at 1124 Brinkley Ave, right here in Murfreesboro. We have services Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can learn more about us at our Cornell Ministries YouTube channel. We want you to grow in Christ at Covenant Church.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, friends, it is time. That's right. Now is the time that we crack open Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
All right, Taco Tuesday time. I'm going to start off with something a little weird on Taco Tuesday. The dye in Doritos.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know there was dye in Doritos. Okay.
Well, the powder is colored, that orange color. Makes mice transparent on the insides when you take an x-ray of a mouse.
Where is he getting this stuff, man?
Tartrazine or yellow 5 temporarily turns biological tissue transparent to the naked eye. So it does that not only in mice, but humans.
So my belly gets invisible when I eat a bag of Doritos.
If you have yellow 5, it does.
That makes me look skinnier because my belly's invisible.
That's the before and after of an x-ray of a mouse.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
See?
Wow.
Transparent.
Transparent.
Mm-hmm. After eating that.
Call me Glass Man. I've eaten 8 bags of Doritos today, and you can't see my skin.
I don't know about bags of Doritos, but you've ate 800 recent pieces of things.
I've had 3.
Wasn't there... Which character, superhero character, was invisible? Was there one that was invisible?
Sue Storm turns invisible.
Yeah, Sue Storm.
From Fantastic Four.
And Wonder Woman has the...
Invisible jet.
Yeah.
Just so silly.
What does Wonder Man have? What did he have? Well, were you able to turn invisible as Wonder Man?
No, Wonder Man had a bungee cord.
Well, yes, the bungee cord of truth. We're aware of that one. What was his vehicle?
Wait a minute. The bungee cord of truth?
Uh-huh. That's why I have a scar above one of my eyes, because, you know, you could take the bungee cord and wrap it around a tree limb and try to swing that way. But I did that, and the hook came back and hooked me in the
eye. Now, you had a W on your... Like your chest, the W?
Well, he had a cape.
Oh, just a cape.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wonder Man.
Mild-mannered Brian Barrett, but by night.
Wonder Man!
Well, he had a very short career. After hooking himself in the eye, Wonder Man, you know, just decided.
Mom and Daddy said no.
No, they probably weren't around during that time.
from what I know as you an adult, they weren't around a lot.
That's true. So M&M's is getting ready for the holiday season.
Really? Do you know, a guy told me that there's a brand new M&M out.
Yes, it's not that M&M that I was going to talk about, but what is the M&M?
Mini peanut butter M&M's.
Mini peanut butter.
You know, like the mini M&M's in the little plastic tube. It's those, but they're peanut butter. Very, very good.
Well, for the holiday season, M&M's is going to release a new toasty holiday peanut flavor.
Ah, that was on the Sanctuary
Toasted
report.
Holiday
Stolen.
Peanut.
Stolen.
Mm-hmm. So the roasted peanut,
every time.
The roasted peanuts will be infused with cinnamon, vanilla, spiced sugar, and caramel flavors.
I bet that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So toasted peanuts inside of the chocolate candy
and
shell.
I hooked you up on this, but I love the peanut, the M&M almond.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. I just love those things.
Yeah.
I wish they'd do a white chocolate M&M, peanut M&M.
Yes.
White chocolate peanut M&M. M&M's, if you're listening, Mr. Mars or whatever your name is.
Out now is the pumpkin pie M&M's. Mm.
Those are pretty good. I had them last year.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
Does the flavor of the shell mean anything, or does it change?
So it's still chocolate shell, and inside of it, it's like the peanut butter ones where they're mm-hmm. filled. It's filled with like pumpkin pie filling.
Do you like the caramel peanut? M&M?
I didn't. They were real sticky.
Yeah.
So Dalton, you will be excited to know that at Easter. They did it this year, and you must have missed them. M&M's has a limited edition white and dark chocolate Easter Sunday flavor.
Yes, but I want white chocolate with peanuts.
Wow. Too bad, so sad.
He just put his paper away. Wow. I have had the white chocolate M&M's, and they're very, very good. They'd be better with peanuts.
They make white chocolate M&M's?
Easter time. They come out at Easter.
Oh.
And they're good, but make them with peanuts.
Well, I'm probably going to steal something else. The Frosty, Wendy's Frosty, they're going to launch new Frosty Sundaes.
Only in Ohio.
The iconic dessert gets this well-deserved
so
upgrade.
So that's vanilla with a sundae, like a syrup on top?
Well, they're testing them out, like Dalton said, in Ohio, but they're going to be similar to the McFlurry.
Right.
Oh,
so they'll have, you know, like sprinkles or the hot fudge and that kind of thing in them. And if this kind of catches on, it's something that they're going to launch
will
nationwide.
Will they use a new spoon or an old spoon?
So basically it's a Frosty that turns into an ice cream sundae.
Is it going to be in a cardboard box or perhaps in a cup?
I learned that on the Taco Report.
So the ones that are coming out in Ohio, as Dalton mentioned, Marshmallow Charms Frosty Sundae with Lucky Charms and the marshmallows. Chocolate Lovers Frosty Sundae. So it's going to have chocolate sauce, Oreo pieces.
Ooh.
And Classic Strawberry Frosty Sundae, your choice of vanilla or chocolate frosty, topped with sprinkles, strawberry sauce, and whipped cream.
Mm.
So there you go. And they're going to come in
their
own little...
They're going to need a new machine.
They're going to come in their own little cup right there.
Ah.
So, There you go. More Taco Tuesday is straight ahead.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920... East Main, the best barbecue for miles around is in 1920. East Main, you can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down-home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Our daughter moved here, and she wanted us to come down so she could take care of us. And so she put us here, and we love it.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
The location here is excellent. Shopping, doctor's appointments, anything you want to do is right here.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
We just love it here.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back here on a Tuesday morning, October the 1st, 7:30 is our time.
And a happy birthday today to Greg Maples, Ron Akbari, Jack Stevens Jr., and Christopher Chenoweth.
And if you share a birthday with any of these folks, super easy to get those into us, 615-893-1450. You can call or text that number, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there so we can give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Okay, coming up, we check local news. Traffic and weather brought to you by the law offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
So we've got a look at traffic with Commander Chuck, your weather forecast news, and then Taco Tuesday with a snack food report, all coming up 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Fog in the area early today, otherwise cloudy. Showers and storms in the area by mid to late afternoon as well. Highs top out near 81 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Lows drop to 59. And then Wednesday, sunshine develops and highs warm into the upper 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 63.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on a couple of wrecks. 140 westbound. It's going to be in Hermitage out there around Old Hickory Boulevard. That's slowing down that traffic coming in from Wilson County. Also trying to mop up this wreck over near the airport. 40 westbound before you get to Spence Lane. Again, that's got traffic limping along pretty good there in Donaldson on 40 going westbound. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today. You can order online. It's easy. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Senior citizens have an opportunity to check out their health this Thursday at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Between 8 and noon on Thursday, everybody age 60 or over should drop into the facility at 325 St. Clair Street and get free screenings, assessments, services, and information. In fact, the St. Clair Senior Center will have more than 50 traditional and holistic medical screenings and activities. Plus, it'll also have lots of giveaways, snacks, and door prizes. The expo is open to anybody 60 or over. Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee still recovering from the fallout of Hurricane Helene. AAA, the Auto Club Group, is providing advice to help residents who may have suffered either wind or flood damage from Hurricane Helene. To file a claim, a resident should contact their insurance provider directly. Tennesseans who have insurance provided by AAA can visit AAA.com claim for information on filing a claim for home, auto, and flood policies. AAA cautions residents about the potential for contractor fraud. The aftermath of severe storms and flooding creates the opportunity for scammers and unlicensed contractors to take advantage of those who need help. Metro Police are searching for a Murfreesboro man who was allegedly involved in a deadly crash back in April. Police say 25-year-old Daniel Lorenzo Tyler is wanted on vehicular homicide and reckless endangerment charges after a crash on April 28th that killed his rear passenger. Police investigators revealed that Tyler was allegedly driving his Dodge Charger more than 100 miles an hour on Interstate 24 east near Harding Place when he lost control and hit a rock wall. The passenger, 22-year-old Kahan Roby, died at the scene of the crash. Anybody with any information on Tyler's whereabouts is asked to call Crime Stoppers. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on the Murfreesboro Square. There is still time to go paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event. Just visit Color Me Mine until October the 15th. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square. Paint your bowl for the Cookin' to Build event until October the 15th.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center Kettner have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time here on the Wake Up Crew is 7:35, and our Taco Tuesday continues.
It's Taco Tuesday.
So a couple of things here before the snack food report. We are getting, and do you know how to say this right here?
Bona.
Bona, that's what I was thinking. Bona beef is coming to Murfreesboro. It's going to be in the new Clary Park. Saw an article about this. They first came to Tennessee back in 2022. They've got a location in Smyrna, but it's coming here to Murfreesboro.
That brings up a question I have.
So,
why are all these restaurants coming to Smyrna first before coming to Murfreesboro? Cane's did it. Freddy's did it. Bona Beef did it. Why is that?
I think it's maybe a bit easier to get the approval.
Mm, that would make sense.
And the land and location.
And I guess you know if it's going to do well before.
Well, this is kind of like a hotspot for restaurants anyway. But it's an authentic Italian beef sandwich. So what's the name of that show?
The Bear.
The Bear. So they had Chicago beef before they changed the restaurant, and it's that kind of sandwich. So thinly sliced meat. It kind of reminds me of a Philly cheesesteak, but it's Chicago style, kind of.
Yep. And we still don't have anywhere to get a Philly, a good Philly. Since Hungry Bear closed down, we don't have a good Philly cheesesteak restaurant.
Well, maybe this next story will entice you. Highway 55 Burger and Fries is open.
Mm-hmm.
It's on 96 between Aldi and Christian Brothers on Veterans Parkway. They've got lots of great eats, but this is the cheesesteak with onion rings.
Yeah, I wonder if it's got Cheese Whiz on it or if it's got real cheese.
Well, look at that. Does that look like?
No, it's white.
Well, maybe it's the color.
Maybe.
I don't know.
There's a ghost kitchen you can order through. You could, used to, order through DoorDash. I don't know if you still can or not, but it's been so long since I've DoorDashed. But I don't remember what it was called, but it was like Three Brothers Philadelphia or something. And they had Philly cheesesteaks on there, and theirs were authentic, and they were very, very good. And you could get Philly cheesesteak fries through them that were good. But we don't have an actual like place to sit down currently that's got a good Philly. So
there is Pardon My Cheesesteak on Uber Eats.
That's it. Pardon My Cheesesteak. That's the place. It's really good.
Yeah.
You should try that sometime.
I think I've had it before.
Their Philly is excellent. It's probably, it's the best one we have in town currently, unless this Highway 55 place is a, you know, authentic one.
Well, that's kind of a diner, and so you think that might be a good diner food. So enjoy that new restaurant open in the borough.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Well, you've already heard half of these because they were said a few minutes ago, but M&M's has a new toasty holiday peanut flavor that'll be coming out for Christmas time.
I learned about that earlier.
Mm-hmm. Sonic has a few new items on their menu, including fried Oreos and fried cookie dough bites. KFC has new funnel cake fries. Long John Silver.
Whoa, say that again.
KFC, funnel cake fries.
Ooh.
Yep, I bet they're pretty good.
Mm.
Long John Silver has Hostess deep fried Twinkies, and Taco Bell has a new caramel apple empanada you can get at all of those fast food restaurants. Wendy's, of course, we talked about Frosty Sundays. These are testing in Ohio. Lucky Charms, Oreo, and classic strawberry are the flavors. Chocolate-covered banana milkshake from Chick-fil-A is available now. If you add chocolate to the banana milkshake, they'll let you do that. That's one of those online trends that's going around. KFC is testing a new churro pop cone, which is a waffle cone with churro pieces in it covered in a chocolate sauce that you can pick up at KFC. Some holiday candies, of course, we talked about the holiday peanuts. Reese's has their new sugar cookie big cup that'll be out at Christmas time.
Oh, Twizzlers, man. Oh, gosh. What, Reese's?
Reese's sugar cookie big cup.
Oh, gosh.
Twizzlers love that. Is testing Twizzlers trees, which will be little tree-shaped cherry Twizzlers, king-sized Mary Berry Punch Twizzlers, and Nerds has a new Christmas version of their gummy clusters coming out. Rice Krispie Treats has chocolate chip cookie dough and creamy peanut butter flavors, and Ruffles All Dressed Up Chips are making a comeback to stores. You can pick those up. Cool Whip Mixins, they have Oreo, cheesecake-flavored, birthday cake-flavored, and brownie-flavored Cool Whip.
And that wraps up Taco Tuesday.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Hey, we get it. Life's busy, and the last thing you need to worry about is where your trash goes and how much it's going to cost you. With Middle Point Landfill, Rutherford County residents receive free disposal.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We pride ourselves in making your waste one less worry. Take it to the curb, and we'll take it from there.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, 7:42, and unfortunately, our time is almost close here on The Wake Up Crew for Tuesday morning, October 1st. Brand new month, by the way. Episode 1503. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, you know, United Communications, that's MTE's internet company, is a nationally recognized and award-winning provider of internet and phone services for both residential and enterprise-class businesses in Middle Tennessee. Learn more at mte.com/internet. United Communications, fast, local fiber. And today's Good Neighbor of the Day is Lisa Deal. Lisa was nominated by someone in our community, one of our great listeners, for being the most honest, helpful, and reliable person in the banking business. That says a lot about Lisa Deal. Congratulations, Lisa. You receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and your good neighbors here at WGNS Radio. To send in good neighbors, just like someone did for Lisa, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get in those Good Neighbor of the Day nominations.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Hey, you know what? I read a study that cows give more milk when you talk to them.
Really?
Yeah, it goes in one ear and out the udder.
Replay.
I remember liking that more
that
earlier.
That was good. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
Tomorrow we have a listener joke.
Ah, listener submitted.
Great.
I'll do it.
Great.
What do you mean, great? Can only help you.
What have we learned today?
Well, we talked about Hoda Kotb, and she's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for replacements for her. Weight Watchers fired their CEO. We mentioned that as well. We had a great snack food report.
A1.
Yeah. Although you did, you always kind of take the thunder of the snack food report a little bit. So
it gets you know, it gets shorter and shorter by the week.
I mean, a frosty sundae, that's big news. It's not just snack food report. It needs its own standalone segment.
Those frosties are going to be a dollar.
Yeah, I know. Wendy's consistently is the cheapest, other than maybe Burger King. Burger King's pretty cheap, too.
Somebody showed a picture of the $5 biggie bag or whatever, and it had a hamburger, fries, nuggets, and a drink.
Yeah.
And they said it's the best deal of all of them.
Well, I just wish I liked their nuggets, because I don't.
I read an article, and this is going to make Dalton angry, of fast food burgers, and he was going to the big three, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Mm-hmm. Which one do you think he picked as the best burger?
I'm going to say he picked Burger King.
He did.
Yeah. Plain Depends grill. On what burger you get. The quarter pounder at McDonald's is hard to beat. Quarter pounder
right.
with cheese.
But
that's not their
hamburger. He ate the Big
hamburger.
Mac. He
right.
ate the Big Mac. Right. Yeah.
Quarter pounder with cheese is a
good The Big Mac is
burger.
Not so big anymore. But you know,
quarter pounder with cheese, with Mac sauce, A1. It's really good.
They've swapped the burger patty they use on the Big Mac. It's the same one that they use on like the McDouble, the thin, smaller patty. Mm-hmm. So.
And they're also doing a McDouble Deluxe or something like that, where you can get lettuce, tomato, and onion on a McDouble now. So
I get confused with all the Mac stuff.
Yeah.
McDoubles.
The quarter pounder with cheese is my go-to. I mean, it's a good, thick patty. It's always seasoned well.
You take it with onions, right?
Yep. Yeah. Onions, pickles, lettuce.
Best fries in the business, I think.
Oh, yeah. You can't
beat
them.
If they're hot.
If they're hot, yeah. Well, that's anywhere.
Yeah.
But
except for Hardee's. Hardee's fries cold are really good, actually.
Well, that is what we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today. Listen back to the podcast if you want to hear about some of the great things we just spoke about.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Your nose is always visible to you, but you can't see it very well because your brain ignores it through a process called unconscious selective attention.